We say hello now to Hal Gill, who is, of course, an analyst both on the TV and radio side. Skillsy, it's been a minute. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Chase. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic, and I know it's got to be nice for the Predators to be back at Bridgestone Arena. I want to go back to Saturday's game. I was there against the Washington Capitals, and, like, it's the most frustrating thing because I felt like the Predators outplayed Washington. The scoreboard just didn't show it. And I got to know, you know, how that feels as a player. It can't feel good because I really thought the Preds deserved to win that game.
Yeah, that seems to be the story of the season, right? As you're playing some good hockey and you're missing chances. And I don't know if you saw the stat, but the Capitals have the best shooting percentage in the league and the Preds have the worst. And so, you know, you can see it right there as it unfolded, a bunch of chances, but the Preds couldn't capitalize. And, you know, maybe, you know, a good game, a solid game from the Preds, and then they give up three goals and then the empty netter. But it's frustrating, no doubt. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think as a coaching staff, Brunet has to say, do we change our style because our style isn't working, or do you have to ride this out and hope that, you know, it'll come around and guys will start scoring? Because you have goal scorers, you know, you have Forsberg, who's had a goal in the last two games, but, you know, is that enough? You need everyone going, and everyone has low numbers right now. And is that because of the system and they need a change, or is that just because guys are a little bit snake bitten? And it's no doubt frustrating, but you know, you got to work through it either way.
So you bring up Forsberg. He was on the show last week, and you know, I brought up that he, you know, had just broken through and finally scored again, but he'd been a point per game player, or over a point per game player, you know, through that stretch. He just wasn't scoring goals. And so I asked him, do you feel like because of the guys you're playing with, you've kind of had to change your style up? And I could tell he really had to, you know, think about that. And it's like, well, not really, but maybe a little bit. What do you see? Do you feel like because of who he's played with, he's kind of changed it up, maybe unknowingly, because you know you have so much firepower on that line?
Yeah, I think there's certainly, from playing with O'Reilly and Nyquist, you're going to see a different Phil Forsberg rather than playing with Marchessault and Stamkos, so just by the nature of the way they play. I do think Phil, obviously, he's got an elite shot, and you can see the last two goals he's had have been labeled, dialed in, and just smoked. So he's got that shot, but really, if you look at all the success he's had, the big seasons he's had, a lot of those goals are coming in the interior, in and around the net, and Phil is kind of a sneaky player. I remember even as a young kid, he was, you know, he had no muscle on him. He was 19 years old, and he was really hard to knock off the puck. Like, he can get in there. He doesn't appear to be that way, but he can get in and around the net and be strong to play against, and that's where he can be really effective. And when he was playing, you know, last year, he was having success with going to the net and being in around the net, and, you know, his skill set would come out there. And this season, I think he's getting a lot of shots, but they're from the perimeter, and, you know, he's just missing a little bit. So I think if he moves in and he creates a little more, you know, of a battle around the net, his skill set, his hands can come out there and he'll get more goals. But it's not the way that Stamkos and Marchessault play. And so it's a little bit of a tweak. So I think he's got to be the guy that pushes a little bit more to get to the interior. It's going to be, you know, like tonight is another challenge. You have Vegas coming in that's got big D, really big D, maybe the biggest in the league. And it's going to be tough to get to the interior on these guys. But that's where I think, you know, that's where the cookies are. You got to get into the crease. You got to get into the hard areas. And I think Phil, if he can just find an edge there with playing with those two guys, they have the perimeter. They have the chances off the rush. Now they just need to get it into the interior.
You know, we're talking to Hal Gill on the People Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show. I've read some things like, well, they need just to bench Stamkos and bench Forsberg, this and that. But when you talk about how hard these guys are playing and they're just so close to breaking through, I think benching anyone is a mistake. Am I wrong about this?
Well, I don't know if that necessarily serves a purpose of, you know, I think this season you got to work through all the kinks. And if you're going to bench someone, they're not working through it. They're not they're not getting confidence in what they're trying to do. I think you need to work through it. I think you need to keep these guys going. If someone is playing, standing out is playing poorly, then you have to make changes. But I think as a team, they need to work through all these things. I think it's a systematic team thing rather than individual thing. So I think, you know, you play these guys and you try to teach them the way to play together, and hopefully that clicks, because, you know, it's going to take a big run this year, and they're going to need those guys if they want to go on a big run. And ultimately, you're looking at next year is, what team are we going to be? Can we develop an identity this year so that it can carry into next year? And so I think by benching guys and sitting them out, then maybe you're missing that opportunity. And so, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but they need to do something right now, and you need those guys on board to do it.
You know, it's funny, despite all this, in your opinion, how do you think UC Saros is playing? Because all too often we'll look at the final score and say, you know, they get beat 5-2 or 4-1, and Saros should have done better. How do you think he's been playing through all this? Because it's not all his fault.
No, absolutely not. I think both goalies have been great. Big Juice and Little Juice have been awesome. I think they've given them a chance, and you look at almost every game is a competitive game. You know, you look at how many times they've lost where they should have had a chance, or they hit a post in the final minute that would have tied up the game. That's from probably every game that they played this year has been a nail biter. And that's what makes it even more frustrating. But I think they're in every game, and that's a big part of that is, you know, Juice and Annanen they've been great. So you have all the pieces there. You just got to get it over the top and find a way to win those close games.
Hal Gill is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. So what's interesting is I look at this team, and I think we have dissected what's gone wrong, you know, until we're all blue in the face. And, you know, unfortunately at this point in the season, a miracle is going to have to happen, I think, for them to make the playoffs. But there's still a lot of talent on this team. So as you kind of look forward, you know, what does need to change? Or is this one of those things where you really don't change a whole lot and you just kind of get away from it and you take this season and you throw it in the trash can and then reset for next year, and then all of a sudden you kind of start seeing what we all thought we were going to see this year? Do you think that can happen, or is it just a you know, some tweaks here and there?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the injury bug has kind of crept in, and there's some injuries that have you know, kind of slowed down what I thought was a perfect lineup. But if you do look at the lineup, you have an elite level top line that, when they're going with Stamkos, look at those guys together. Just list those names on paper. Stamkos, Marchessault, and Forsberg. They should be good. They should be really good. And then you have, you know, O'Reilly with Nyquist. When they were playing with LaRue, they had some success. I like the way that he plays. You know, there's the Novak with Evangelista was something that was clicking, and they had some moments, you know, and Jankowski was on that line. The fourth line is dependable. And then you look at the D, they match up well. There's some young players that are playing really well with some veterans that are awesome, like Yost, and Lausanne has been good. You know, he's injured. So take all those injuries out. I think you have a good lineup that can win. It's just about putting it together and turning it into wins on a nightly basis, where you're not losing those close games, you're winning those. And it's a fine line. And so I get scared sometimes, because you don't want to blow it all up, but you do want to make tweaks. And I think that's they're right there on the cusp of it. And I think if Brunette's looking at it, he's going, why wouldn't this work? But this should work. So, you know, he's been patient trying to just let it happen. But I think it comes back to identity. They need to find that, and what makes them tick, and what line brings what, and can they bring that, you know, at least two lines a night that are giving you something. And then you're going to see, okay, you're winning games because of that. But it's been a frustrating year, as you said, because it hasn't happened.
Hal, tomorrow the Golden Hall induction with David Poile, Pecorine, and Shea Weber go in. Well-deserved. I want to ask you this. Were you ever on the receiving end of a Shea Weber slap shot?
Yeah. Yes. Well, and not only in practice, he doesn't let up in practice either, just so you know. he lets it rip in practice. But yeah, I've been the usually as a point man, you know, watching Shea out there on the penalty kill. I tell my forwards, you that's your job. You got to get out there and do that. And I was lucky because I was a left defenseman and he's the big right shot. So I was stuck on the other side, you know. Otherwise, I would have blocked it, you know. Otherwise, I would have jumped in front of that. But yeah, those are the ones that sting. He's what a shot he had, and a violent shot. He never really took a shot that he didn't put everything he had into it.
Is there one shot you took in the NHL that you still remember to this day, like to this moment, like, oh God?
Especially when it's cold.
Yes.
Al MacInnis was one shot that I remember was a tough one to block, and I took one from Sheldon Surrey. But I will say I did take one Shea Weber shot that, you know, it hit right on my shin pad, right where all the padding is, and it still like pushed my knee back. And so you know, it's like when you take a shot that's right in the meat of your pads and it shouldn't hurt at all, and it still, like, you know, vibrates through your whole body, then ouch. You know it's a heater.
Oh, man.
And heavy. You know, there's certain shots that kind of hit you and they bounce off. Shea's just hit you with a thud, and it, you know, you felt it through your core. I think my grandkids at some point will feel that shot.
Well, look, I know tomorrow is going to be cool, and Thursday night as well, with Shea Weber, Pecorino, and David Poile going to the Preds Golden Hall. Well-deserved. And guys that I know really affected your life.
Yeah, great people. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is we're honoring them for everything they've done with hockey. But I think the biggest thing that they've done is their impact on the community in Nashville, and, you know, and Shea and Pecs, so certainly Poile, have all done that. They've all stepped up, and, you know, right when I got here, I was like, whoa, we are 100% into this community, and these guys have bought in. And so that's a credit to those guys to not only, you know, not that they started it, but they certainly picked up the level and continued it and made it something special.
No doubt about it. Hal, appreciate it. We'll see you at the rig.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game.